been abused by fucking English people all day.
And then she has to call them up to just sort something simple out. And they hate her for it. And then the communication breakdown is massive. And she can't get anything sorted. So she just hates these
becomes
people.
This whole world of liability.
It's awful.
It's awful.
But our conversations are great because my issues with banks are huge.
Barclays, man. Motherfuckers. She's fucking Barclays Bank in England. Don't deal with them.
This is me and my sister. We've both called each other up on occasions. And the conversation has consisted of, hello, yeah, how are you? Yeah, great. Anyway, yeah, I had this conversation today with blah, 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 and the fucking, and I hate, and I, goes on for 20 minutes. Anyway, yeah, I'll talk to you later. Venting is very important. And Jess, who's living in England, needs to vent, as did I when I lived there, as so many of the systems set up.
When you live in England, ridiculous. You need to vent. People diss the English. They say they're whingers. They say... But when you live in England, you need to vent. That's what you need to do.
Ridiculously overpopulated, which means anything. From like getting a doctor. A doctor was my favourite. I called up, get an NHS number, and called up. And
in theory,
yes,
simple procedure.
We've got 6 numbers for you to call to get your... This was in London alone. To get your local... medical practice. I went into the local medical place and they said, no, I'm afraid you're going to have to call and do this and then you'll register. And so I called. I got given 6 numbers to call, most of which wouldn't answer.
One after the other? Or?
No, you call. There were 6 options to call to get my local medical practice number to register to make an appointment because they couldn't do it for me on the spot. Because I needed an NHS number. And it was just called 6 numbers. Then I was given another number. And another number. And this was through none of my own ignorance, actually. Like, it probably was partly because you're always a little ignorant when you first arrive in a country. But it was a fucking runaround. Simply because there are so many people in that 1 minute that require exactly what I require. That they have 6 fucking lines for you to call. With, you know, over 30 people
enough.
Answering
did
those calls, and it's not enough.
No.
After an hour and a half, I got what I wanted.
It's a whole fucking world of
liability. But then you need a break.
You need a break.
It's like,
you need
I mean,
a cup of tea and a sit down.
Hospitality
know.
In the worst bar in England is easier than dealing with the English bureaucracy or any system set up in England. Impossible.
How much do you owe Barclays?
£240. Earning $4 interest a month. £4 interest a month, sorry.
Motherfuckers.
$10 interest a month. And now they're threatening me with a debt collector, which means I'll get a black
mark. Do you reckon they're going to send a debt collector over to Australia?
No, they won't send a debt collector to Australia, but they will put a black mark
they'll
on my...
They'll fuck you up for your financial dealings in Europe and the UK forever and ever.
Not only that, Barclays is... black mark on a Barclays card, I'm sure I'm not the first. And I won't be the last.
It's a whole fucking world of liability out there. Try and avoid it if you can. Barclays Bank, don't deal with them.
But HSB is apparently 10 times worse. And they're the 2 major international banks.
They're as bad as each other. They're all in cahoots. NatWest, I dealt with NatWest. They had a good logo. I like their logo.
Apparently Lloyds is quite good.
So, they're all in cahoots.
Royal Bank of Scotland is fucking awful. They require you to have worked in a job for a year if you're a non-UK resident. Citizen, sorry.
I like the earlier conversation we were having about... We're talking about love and the nature of love and all of that. That was quite good. There was profound insights. Now we're just talking about liability. I don't know why I'm capturing this, but...
Venting.
It's important to vent sometimes. Sometimes you just have to vent. Do you not understand, blog reader? Sometimes you just have to vent.
Banks.
For fuck's sake, banks, liability,
debt collection. I once went into a bank
to
get my address changed.
It was a mistake. I should never have gone in there.
And to get a PIN for internet banking. I got home,
fairly straight
called up the internet banking people, left the 36 hours required, called up the internet banking people.
Like you do.
They said, yes, no, your PIN hasn't been registered. We're not aware of you on internet banking. Oh, all right. This was in Australia.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, okay. And they're like, can we just get some security details off you? What's your address? Gave them my address. And they're like, no, that's not your registered address. I said, but I went into a bank yesterday and changed it. And they said, it hasn't gone through. Was that 36 hours ago? I was like, yes, it was 36 hours ago. They're like, yeah, no, it hasn't been done. I had a 20-minute fucking conversation with some woman at Commonwealth Bank getting all of these things done. She did jack off. I swear to God, she was playing solitaire or something. Yes, yes, we've changed your address. Could you write that down for us on a piece of paper? Yeah, the ace goes here on the two.
Can you blame her? Deep down, she was having as miserable time as you.
Yeah, I can fucking blame her. I work hard when I work, and she should too. Even if it's for a bank.
What were you just saying about when I was telling you about how I'd spent 8 hours in a call centre talking to deaf, senile, septuagenarian, octogenarian, rural Victorians.
And she wasn't talking to rural Victorians.
That pap smears.
Okay, fully, okay. If I was sitting there talking to rural Victorians, whatever age they were, for 8 hours, I'd
would
be a little
mental?
Fucking jacked
would you go
off.
Mental?
Yes.
I think you'd go mental. That is my theory.
She wasn't. She was talking to a lovely girl like myself at the time in the capital city of Australia, Sydney, about changing her address. She was going to go out there.
Just shouldn't be this difficult. Just shouldn't be this difficult. This is my last cigarette. I'm getting paid tomorrow. I'm getting paid tomorrow. I'm going to get some more money, which is just going to create even more problems. Money. I blame money. I think money is responsible for everything. Money is liable. I do not know. I do not know. I do not know. I'm going to have another. I'm going to have my last cigarette. That is all.